This is Robert. Illini.com. It's not Illini. It's Illini.com. Could I be in a better mood? No. We just went to Penn State and punched them in the mouth. And we're 3-2. And I really don't know how to handle myself. I did that thing this morning where you wake up and it's like, you know, it was, was it real moment. So I watched the tape, actually for the third time. I watched the whole game again last night just for fun. And then I watched it again tonight for, you know, see what I could see on tape that it maybe I didn't see watching it the first time. So here's three or four things that I noticed on the tape. Number one, we hired Paul Petrino. And we were kind of told that we were switching from a spread under Loxley and under Schultz to a pro set offense, the Petrino way. And I got to be honest, watching the tape, checking out our play calls and everything else, I feel like we're more Georgia Tech than we are Arkansas. Not that we're a straight triple option, but a couple of the plays were straight out of the Georgia Tech Paul Johnson playbook. And that's fascinating to me. You know, it seems to be that we have said, okay, you know we're a running team. You know we're probably not going to throw deep, so try and stop it. We're gonna hit you with LeShore and Shieldhouse and some Ford, maybe even a little Pollard. Try and stop us running. Wide receivers that are in the game, like Darius Malines, are probably mostly in there because they're the best downfield blockers. You know, when you have a very run-heavy offense, like this has turned out to be, you're going to have, you know, you're going to need those downfield blocks and those corner blocks and those cut blocks and we're getting them from these guys. So it just kind of occurred to me watching the tape that we're more triple option than we are pro set. We're in the huddle a lot, yeah, and we're under center and this and that, but there's a lot of pistol. There's a lot of, you know, I love that little play of Ford floating in motion, and then Shieldhouse can give to LeShore or pitch to Ford. Love that play. Hope to see it a lot more. Observation number two, Nathan Shieldhouse's feet have improved, and with that, his passing has improved. I watched it on a lot of the passing plays. He's driving his legs, he's switching his hips, he's you know, firing the ball. I think I noted in Rantoul that in practice he would be comfortable and firing off, you know, his solid base. And then in the Rantoul scrimmage, he was dancing around and throwing off his back foot and jumping and skipping, and it was hurting his accuracy. And somewhat, we've seen the same thing this season. Well, this was the best his feet had looked on tape. Vis-a-vis, this was the best he passed and threw the ball. And that little drag route to Jenkins against a, you know, like a deep cover two, like Penn State kept dropping to, you know, run it 55 times. It felt like it was Ohio State and Ron Turner dumping the fullback in the flat again. I don't know how many, we run that 6 times against Penn State. One note, the, you know, it turned out to be nothing because we got the first down, but on the play where LeShore was tackled short and then we had a penalty for illegal formation and they announced the penalty, but then they announced, wait, there were only 4 guys in the backfield, it was a legal play. When they reset the ball, they reset it 2 yards behind where it was. Some of you may notice it when you're watching the game. I didn't notice. LeShore came, got tackled. Ref put his foot down about a half yard short, about 2 feet short of the line. When we snapped the ball, once they got to the play, we were 2.5 yards behind the line. But whatever. I don't care. We beat Penn State, destroyed them in Happy Valley. Last point. 2 guys who deserve special mention. On defense, Justin Staples. He's co-bandit with Buchanan now and deserves credit for that third down stop after the fumble where he batted the pass down. On offense, Jay Prosh likes to blow people up. Okay, that's it. Go Illini.